Stars at El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. And here we are on the shores of El Pacifico, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. We do it every night. And we do it not only here on the radio across our Phil Hendry Radio Show network. We do it online at philhendryshow.com with live streaming video of our show, our daily podcast the next day, our thousands of hours of archived material, and our merchandise shop. We really want to insist, and I just don't want to ask, I insist you go to our merchandise shop and get something for the little lovely lady thing, you know, the person.
Girlfriend
or wife. Get something for her there in our merchandise shop today at philhendryshow.com. We have Bobby Dooley with us. Forgive me, I recognized yesterday I had a little bit of a... I'm not sick, but I think it was, like I say, from weekend of football that I blew my throat out. So I think it's getting a little bit better. We have Bobby Dooley with us and Steve Dooley tonight to talk. It's an interesting conversation we're going to have. They have a mom's coffee club at the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization and the Homeowners Association, and they discuss the domestic aspects of voting. You know, in other words, if you're voting differently from your husband as opposed to your wife and so forth, what kind of fallout is there in a home? And I recognize people do this all the time. The most obvious example, I think, of how well people deal with their political differences. We've seen examples on television with these husband-wife teams that are political commentators. The most obvious, I think, is James Carville and Mary Madeline. He is a Democratic consultant and I think himself a committed liberal, and she is a Republican consultant and herself a committed conservative, and yet they've been married for I don't know how long, and they look like they're really happy, and they have a lot of fun with each other, and she's often admired his bald head and all that stuff. So anyway, we're going to be talking with Bobby Dooley here this hour about the forthcoming elections and what they mean to the average American man and woman, the married couple. Bobby, how are you tonight?
We're doing well, Phil. Thank you for having us on.
And Steve's there with you?
Well, Steve's in and out here. This is really something that he wanted me to share with you and to deal with, but he is he definitely wants to contribute. He said, tell Phil to hold on. I'm going to go out to the garage, and he wants to get some internet stuff that he got at work today.
So you guys were going to vote differently from each other. Is that correct?
Well, I think that's where we were going. I know Steve has always voted Democrat ever since I've known him. I have tended to vote Republican. But it's as you were just saying, Phil, it's never affected our marriage or, you know, the tranquility of our home or our ability to have a nice home and a peaceful home.
So you haven't had any wars?
No. We have not had any wars. We've not had any real problems with that, although... You know, Steve is the man of the house, and he is, as the man of the house, I think it's very natural for a man to be more insistent. And, Steve, let me turn it down.
You got the TV on there.
Yeah. I think it's more likely for a man to be insistent that, I don't know, his wife, vote the way he does, but it's never really been an issue until this election. And I had said to Steve that I wanted to take a job with a magazine here locally, and they had an associate editor job that was opening up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I wanted to take that job, and Steve said to me that he wanted me to have that job, but this election that was coming up was a very important one, and that he felt a little emasculated, and I asked him what he meant. He said all the years that we've been married, I've always voted Republican, and it has felt a little funny to him. This is the first time that I knew this.
So you never knew that your... voting opposite of him was bothering him.
Is that right, honey?
Yeah, it didn't bother me, but that's an important election.
Because it's an important election.
Okay.
So I asked my husband in a conversation that was totally unrelated. I said, you know, our boys are getting older, and eventually Dylan, who is our youngest, is going to be out of the house. And I wanted to take this job, this associate editor job. And Steve has always been very supportive of me and told me that, you know, he wanted me to have that job, but that he would feel a little, he would feel reluctant to allow me to take the job if I was going to vote for either Gingrich or Romney.
Okay.
Go ahead, Steve.
So I told her, I said, you know, if you want to have a job, you vote for Obama.
So he basically said, yeah, if you want that job, is there something you can do for me? I said, well, what? And he said, I want you to vote for Obama.
And what was your decision?
Well, my decision was that I would vote for Obama because he's my husband, and, you know, if I don't, then I don't get to have this job.
Now, I want to ask both of you together, because you're there. Don't you feel, Mr. Dooley, Steve?
Yep.
Don't you feel a little guilty?
Not really.
I mean, let me finish my question. Don't you feel a little guilty asking your wife to forego this job that she wants unless she votes for Obama? Doesn't that feel like you're taking from her a choice? She can vote for a Republican and take her job, but you won't let her do that. What I'm asking you, Steve, is this. Do you feel any guilt in removing from your wife a choice that she had for either, you know, to vote for the president or the nominee that she wants to?
Well, it's not really that. I think it's a big of a deal for a woman to vote for her husband. I've always said.
I think, Steve, let me do.
Go ahead.
I think Steve has put up with me voting different from him for a lot of years, Phil. You know, we've been married almost 20 years, and I have voted Republican every time, and he really hasn't said a word. And I can imagine that it would be, it's a little humiliating, I think.
And why is that humiliating? I don't understand. Why is it humiliating for a man, for a man's wife to vote different from him? First of all, who knows about this, you know?
Find out, Phil. They know what you're, you know, they know how you're voting. They know who you're voting for.
I got a lot of friends, you know, what your wife will vote about and everything because of politics.
And, yeah, I'm not really shy about my political expressions. So for 20 years, I have voted differently from Steve. And it's embarrassed him. And it has been a point of contention.
And this is a very important election coming up this day.
He dropped the phone on it.
It's a very important election.
Well, they're all important, you know.
That's true.
They're all important, and there's going to be, there will be many elections, and there are God knows issues in every election that are extremely important issues. You see this as a particularly important election, Mr. Dooley. I understand that. And as a result of that, you're insisting that your wife vote for Barack Obama.
Well, no, I'm not insisting.
Well, yes, you are.
No, he's not really, Phil. He's saying, I can vote any way I want.
Yeah, but if you vote any way you want and you don't vote for Barack Obama, you don't get to take a job that you've wanted to take.
Well, but that's my choice. You know, that's my choice.
Yeah, that's Bobby's choice. She doesn't want to vote for Obama.
Well, how is that her choice? You have said to her, you set the parameters. You said, if you don't vote for Obama, you don't get to take this job. Isn't that true?
It's really not like that, Phil. It is. Steve said to me, if you want that job, then you vote for Barack Obama. But it was my choice to either accept or not accept that.
What if you had not accepted that?
Well, then I would not. Then I'm choosing not to take that job.
Yeah, but she's saying she don't want the job.
No, you guys don't understand what I'm saying.
I totally understand what you're saying.
No, well, what you're saying is the following thing. Your wife has all this choice.
That's true, yes.
Okay. Your wife has all this choice. She can vote for Barack Obama and take this job at this magazine that she's always wanted, or she can vote Republican and not take the job.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, that is the choice, Phil, that I have accepted.
Right, but what I said to you was, what if you don't accept it? What if you say, no, Steve, I will not take that choice. I want to vote for a Republican, and I want the magazine job.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, you know.
Well, that's exactly why I'm asking, why isn't it going to happen, you know? Why can't that happen?
Well, I told her, you know, what she was allowed to do.
Well, Phil, it is not very uncommon for, it's not uncommon for people who are married to want to vote for the same person. I'd like to vote for the same person as Steve. I don't like Obama. I don't think he's done good things for the country.
Then why would you vote for this man?
Because I want this magazine job.
My wife wanted a better magazine job than I got a magazine.
All right, hold on for a minute. We're going to take a break. Bobby and Steve Dooley, they're talking with us here tonight on the world-famous Phil Henry Show about the two of them. They are married, and Mr. Dooley would like his wife to vote for Barack Obama. She's voted opposite of him every election. And he has told her that if she doesn't vote for Barack Obama, she can't take this magazine job that she's wanted. So she's going to go ahead and vote for Barack Obama, even though she's a Republican. I don't understand where the choice is there. I could be wrong. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And our number is 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with me is Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association and Parent Teacher Organization as we talk about the election. The tendency of husbands and wives to vote either differently or the same. I don't know that people, you know, check each other's politics out when they get married. It obviously wasn't an issue for you guys, huh?
Wasn't Phil. We both went to, I went to USC briefly, and then I transferred out. Steve went to USC. And it's traditionally a rather...
I'd say it's a conservative campus, isn't it?
Yeah, very conservative, but I was liberal. My wife.
And so it never really was an issue. I voted conservative. Steve voted liberal. But this year, Steve feels that this election is very important because he feels that Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney are both very bad for the country, that they would harm the country irreparably, and that he insists that I vote for Barack Obama.
What do you think about that?
Are you talking about Gingrich?
No, I'm asking your wife, what does she think about that?
Well, I like both of them. I think that Romney and Gingrich are both very good, but... Steve feels that they are right-wingers, and so I'm going to have to vote for Obama because of the job, you know.
You have to vote for Obama. I don't see where you have to vote for Obama. That's what I've not gotten an answer to. Let me go to a phone call here. Christy is on the line. Hi, Christy. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Hi. My only point is, why do you not have the freedom mm-hmm. to vote the way you mm-hmm. choose? I mean, it's done in private, so why mm-hmm. not vote the way you choose and then take the job?
Well, I do vote the way I choose.
But how do you know, so why don't you vote? Why don't you vote, okay, the way you want and tell Steve you voted for Obama?
Well, I can't do that now because he's standing here and he just heard what you said. So
obviously, I'm going to question her.
Obviously, he's going to question me after I vote.
But it's your right to vote the way you choose.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. But I also want this job, you know.
I guess I just don't understand why you can't do both.
Because my husband wants me to vote for Barack Obama.
Your husband wants you to vote for Barack Obama.
You know, you're asking my wife these questions.
Yes, sir.
I asked, I'm telling her she's got to vote for Obama.
Yeah, I know you're telling her she's got to vote for Obama or else she doesn't get a job. And what we're trying to figure out is how does that work in a modern society like ours?
Phil, this is about a husband and wife working together to get something done.
But if you feel that Obama is not good for the country and that he may do irreparable harm to the country, then why are your beliefs less valid than your husband's?
Well, they're not, except if I don't do that, then I will not get the job. And
Wait. Let's stop right there. Let's say you vote for whoever it is you want to vote for. And then you go ahead and you take that job.
Oh, I can't do that. No.
I wouldn't suggest she does that.
And what does that mean, you wouldn't suggest she does that?
We don't want to cause... I don't know if you know what it is you're asking.
I know exactly what I'm asking. I'm saying you vote for who you want to vote for, and...
No, I know that, but...
That's not going to happen, Mr. Andrew.
What does it mean it's not going to happen?
My husband went to very intensive anger management, and he went to crisis counseling. I don't want to push that. I don't want to push my luck.
Yeah.
You don't want to push your luck with what?
What do you want me to spell it out for you?
Are you telling me that if you don't do what this man tells you to do, he might strike you?
It would be my fault.
It would be your fault?
Yes.
No, it would not.
Because why are you laughing at the woman being beat?
He is in control of himself. Not you are not in control of him.
Well, why were you laughing at that? It's not very funny being beaten up.
No, I don't think she's laughing because it's funny. I think she was laughing because
it's
nervous
not
laughter.
Yeah, it's...
you were laughing.
Believe that you would...
I would not hit my wife, but you have to understand something. I went to crisis counseling and anger management, so I wouldn't do it. So why would she want to push me?
But you're threatening her that if she were to vote for Obama, or she better not vote for him. I mean, that's the way you're making it come across.
No, Steve never did that. I realize that if I don't vote for Obama, then I'm pushing him.
If you don't vote for Obama, you're pushing him. Let me put it to you a different way. If you don't vote for
him out of fear.
If you don't vote for Obama, then he has a challenge that as a big grown-up boy, he has to meet and overcome. And that is, you get to have your decisions in life, and that doesn't necessarily mean he solves the problem by striking you. Don't you agree with that, Steve?
I do. Yes, I do, sir.
Then why can't you assure your wife that there's nothing to fear?
I do, but I also, you know.
Steve said to me, he said, honey, I would never do anything to harm you, but, you know, there's always a possibility.
Oh, well, that's really reassuring. I would never do anything to harm you, but there's always the possibility.
Gotta be honest.
All right, Christy, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show as we talk here with Bobby and Steve Dooley tonight. I'm having a hard time with my throat here this evening, and I'm going to have to reassess here during our commercial break. But we're talking to these two about whether or not she is going to vote for Obama or whether she's going to vote what she's always voted, which is the Republican ticket. And her husband has said to her, you can take that new job with the magazine if you vote for Obama. But if you don't get to take that job. And if you do vote for the Republican and you still take that job, well, you know, I've got anger management issues. I mean, all of this stuff to me sounds like a veiled... It doesn't even sound like a veiled threat. Sounds very overt. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry. Phil Henry Show.
And it is an election season, and this evening on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, we take a stab at understanding this election season from the standpoint of the domestic scene, a husband and a wife. They are of opposite political points of view, and generally that works out fine in the American household. One, you know, family member votes one way, another family member votes another way. But in this particular instance, we have Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us. Mr. Dooley is a longtime voting Democrat. Ms. Dooley is a longtime voting Republican. And this has never been a problem that you guys, and Steve will ask you, this has never been a problem, right?
No, sir.
Why, this time, though, you feel this election is very pivotal?
Yes, it's a very pivotal election. Barack Obama's a black man, and he had a problem dealing with black. And I think that...
I didn't understand. Barack Obama's a black man.
Yes, sir, and I think he's got a lot. People have been racial, you know.
He feels that, there's been racism against Barack Obama. I don't see it. I'm a Republican because I think that the, economic issues are more sensible.
Okay, but be that as it may, Mr. Your husband has said to you, unless you vote for Barack Obama, he won't let you, and I think that's the key phrase, let you take this job with this magazine.
Well, that is, yes, but I don't see that as unusual.
Husbands are always forbidding their wives to do stuff.
Yeah, I don't see that as unusual. I unless I'm missing something, I know a lot of girls, girlfriends of mine, whose husbands will put their foot down and tell them that they're not wearing something out or they're not going to, they would rather they not go to this meeting or this particular place.
Well, I don't know, Ms. Dooley. I haven't heard that in a long time. Maybe my mother's generation, you know?
No, it's very common, Mr. Henry. And besides, why would I want to risk making my husband angry and, God forbid, taking a beating?
Taking a beating. That's the thing that's bothering me, you know?
Mr. Henry, I would never lay a hand on my wife. That's all. She just doesn't want to make me do it or anything.
Why don't you, as I said, Mr. Dooley, like a big grown-up boy, deal with life's pressures without smacking your wife around?
Steve's never smacked me around. You don't understand. It was generally something where he would slap my face. And it was not, I can tell you, it's not pleasant.
No, I understand that.
But
I would never punch my wife or anything like that.
No, I understand all of that. But nonetheless, these are pressures you need to deal with much better and not attempt to deal with them by controlling your wife. That's what the whole thing's been about. That's my opinion. Here is Ken on the Phil Henry Show. Ken, go ahead.
Phil, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. To Mrs. Dooley, have you asked your husband, since he wants you to vote mm-hmm. Democrat and mm-hmm. take this job, mm-hmm. why don't you ask him to vote Republican?
Well, this is a very important election for Steve. He's not going to do that.
I'm not going to vote Republican.
Why not? I mean, you're demanding
I would never vote Republican. I'm not going to vote for him now because they're ruining the country.
You're demanding your wife to vote a Democrat,
mm-hmm.
if she wants this job. Now you put
right, well, she wants the job. Yeah.
Why don't you vote Republican? Why don't you meet her halfway? Why don't you? And
why?
Instead of, you know, demanding something on her, and if she doesn't do it, then you want to whoop her ass. That's not right, man.
Well, no, I don't. I don't want to. I don't want to hurt her. You know,
okay,
I don't want to hurt her.
Well, then you know what? That
okay,
should.
Go ahead, Phil.
I can't hear you anyway. Would you get the caller turned up or something, please? I was going to say, Steve. You know, this whole idea of you whipping your wife's ass should not even be in play. You understand that? No, but you don't know that because you said to your wife, well, you know, things happen. What does that mean?
Well, I mean,
Bill, can I say something?
Go ahead.
It means Steve doesn't want to smack me around like he used to, but...
He used to?
You never know.
What?
You never... Yes. And I don't want that for a lot of reasons. Part of the job that I'm going to have at the magazine, I'll be doing some part-time modeling. And obviously you don't want, you know, your face hit.
Wait a minute. This is bizarre. You know.
Now, here's the second person that thinks it's funny that women get hit.
Yeah, what are you talking about, buddy? Laughing at
that? No, nobody's laughing at that. It's ridiculous. But, ma'am, why don't you whoop your husband's ass and do what you want to do?
Well, I don't know, Phil. Could you get an adult to talk to?
No, the point that we're making here is, thank you very much for your call, sir. The point that we're making here is why Steve is hanging over your head this threat of violence when it should not even be there. Why you're doing what he's asking you to do. Why don't you ask him to do something?
Well, there's nothing I really want him to do.
There's nothing she can ask me to do. There's only one thing that somebody needs something. She needs something. She wants to get a job. And I said, okay, for Obama.
The thing that is surprising to me is neither one of you seem to understand that this is a modern era. What you're talking about is something that has not been in play for a long time. Here's John on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, John.
How are you guys doing? I got a couple questions for you guys. I mean, really, what does this modeling / journalist position really offer to you? I mean, does it have anything that you could benefit out of your guys' relationship besides being beat? Or is there something more to it, unless you enjoy being beat?
Well, that's really a stupid question, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's only...
Whoa. What do you mean retarded?
Well, he's talking dumb.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking dumb unless you're retarded. But
you sound a little slow. You do sound a little slow. Didn't I talk to you before?
Would you like to have a little slower to catch up with you guys?
No, I said you sound slow.
Slow like, you know, you?
All right, anyway, thanks for
like
your call, sir.
Hey, thank you.
All right, 1-800, yeah. Here is, because I don't think that guy understood what it was we were talking about, or maybe that's the scary part, maybe he did. 877-876-PHIL, here is Debbie. Go ahead, Debbie, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Bobby, it's clear that you are terrified by this man. And he is abusive, controlling. You need to get away from him. You are free, white, and 21, and you should be able to do what you want to do.
What does that mean, I'm free, white? What does that mean, white?
You are free, white, and 21.
Yeah.
You are a legal age. You are a grown woman, and you should be able to do what you want to do.
Well, I don't know what you mean by white.
Get rid of that man.
What do you mean by, would you be quiet and listen? What do you mean by white?
She said it's a phrase.
Well, it's very racist. Very racist.
Are you white? Are you free?
What's that got to do with anything? What does it have to do with anything?
It has to do with a lot of things. You are
like
a
what?
Grown woman.
Like
you
what?
You should be able to take the job you want to
I don't
take.
Wanna, I don't wanna talk to this pig.
Ms. Dooley, it's not gonna do you any good.
I don't want to talk
to this pig. I can see that. She's terrified of this man and she
I'm not terrified of him as much as I'm disgusted by you.
Okay, Dottie. Live in your fantasy world.
What? Don't call people names, all right?
You have lost control of this radio show, Mr. Henry. I came on here and...
Look, I'm taking the phone calls, and people are asking you questions.
Yes, but they're pigs and they're stupid. And
you know what? We're going to have to get a little more control here. I thank you very much for your call, ma'am. Pigs and stupid, huh?
Yes. Free, white.
That's totally racist.
All right. It's a phrase. It's an expression. It's probably not the most elegantly chosen. It is something that is often said. But
I don't think that I need to subject myself to being told that my husband's abusive when I have to deal with pigs.
You are calling people names, and that's okay, I guess. Because you're the one that's sitting there saying, I'm going to vote for Obama, otherwise my husband, you never can tell, might explode and start slapping me around like he used to.
Well, that's what he used to do.
He used to, yeah.
He used to, yeah. He used to, and he may start again, and that's the inherent threat. And that's what we're talking about here. Here is Catherine on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Catherine.
Hi. Well, my heart goes out to you mm-hmm. right now. I mean, obviously your husband is very passionate about this election, and he feels so strongly about your one vote when it hasn't been an issue in the past, but it's more of a control issue. He's basically forcing you, not physical force, but holding you mentally to, well, blackmailing you. Like, I am not going to allow you to go get a job unless you vote for Barack Obama. And that's going against your personal values and your right as a citizen. And, you know, you're...
What are my personal values? What do you mean my personal values?
Your values of the right to choose. I mean, it's an American
right to
vote.
You don't know what my values are. Well, you don't know what my values are.
Ms. Dooley, what are you doing?
She's telling me what my values are.
Well, all she's saying is, I think what she meant to say is, your right. choice. Your choice. What, you know, don't you think you have a choice?
I do have a choice.
Free
I
choice.
Do have a choice.
And Mrs. Dooley, I do
yes.
understand, like, you were trying to compare it to, you know, like, well, my husband doesn't like if, you know, what you wear, like, what, if you choose something to wear, because that's a whole different thing. I mean, it's still a control issue. I think your husband, I mean, has some control issues, obviously. But for him to control your thought process and the free will of your voting, that's really just way out left field.
That's true. That is true. But if I don't vote for Barack Obama and I take the job at the magazine anyway, it could push him just that much further into...
Yeah, I don't want to cuff her around.
Can I talk to
her? Then don't cuff her around.
Can I talk to her? What's his first name, Jim?
Mr. Dooley,
right?
Yeah. Mr. Dooley?
Are you on the phone?
Steve Dooley. Steve Dooley.
Oh, Steve, sorry. Steve, is there... I mean, obviously, if you've been to counseling and you're trying to...
Are you a psychologist?
I'm a marital counselor. And I would think you would, as a loving husband, you would want to support your wife. And
you have,
what an interesting conversation
mm-hmm.
for you. I mean,
do you have a marriage?
Pardon?
Do you have a marriage? Do you have a marriage license?
What do you mean a marriage license? You mean a license to be a counselor, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Catherine?
Correct.
Did you hang out your shingle?
25 years, and I've got
did
a marriage.
Did you hang out your shingle?
What do you mean, did she hang out her shingle? You're in practice, right?
Correct. And I just was compelled to call just because, you know, I'm glad you guys are being honest.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the other woman, I don't think the other woman said white. I thought she said bright. I thought, did she say bright or white?
No, she said white. It's free white in 21.
Did.
Anyway,
oh.
Did you have anything you wanted to...
Let me comment, Phil, before the lady.
Well,
My husband loves me very much, but I don't want to do anything that would cause him to scar my face.
Oh, come on.
But you know what? Now you
mm-hmm.
are belittling yourself, and you are going to... He
steps
one more notch. He can say, well, I made her vote for Barack Obama. But he's just going to whittle away and whittle away. And
wait
whittle
a minute.
You.
Yeah, what is this scar my face?
If he gets angry...
I don't want to get angry, Mr. Henry.
Then don't get angry, pal. And if you do get angry, go outside and throw something at the wall. You know, scar my face? Did I actually hear you say that, Ms. Dooley?
Phil, don't be overly dramatic. I just don't want to do anything that would cause me to walk into that magazine the next day with both of my eyes closed.
Well,
if that
were to happen, your friend...
Oh, my God.
This is
mm-hmm.
way beyond. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you'd go to jail,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Dooley.
On a radio show. I'm wondering what the underlying reasons are. I mean, is it you called in just to say that you guys basically you're having a disagreement on who to vote for?
Well, actually, they're a guest of mine, and they're calling in to talk about what it's like to have different points of view in a family. Come
sure.
election time. But you, Ms. Dooley, saying that you don't want to walk into your first job with both your eyes closed.
From puffiness.
Yeah, from having your eyes blackened.
Yeah. No, this he would be arrested.
Well, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
That sounds bad to me, buddy. Sounds real bad to me. Sounds real bad to me. I'm going to keep an eye and a monitor this situation. I thank you very much, Catherine, by the way, for your expertise. It's very good to talk with you this evening. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And
she sounded like she wanted to say something else.
What do you mean?
She's going, well, and then you hung up on her.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's really pretty funny.
Bobby, you know, maybe you've been smacked around so much there's a screw loose up there because you're not you don't sound very intelligent. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
Truth is our bitch.
Unbelievable.
The Bobby Phil Hendry Show.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here. We're online as well on at Phil TV and HD on philhendryshow.com if you want to watch a video of our show as pasty and as just jacked up as I look tonight, man. I look like I haven't had any sleep. You know why? Because I haven't. And it isn't because I'm burning the candle at both ends. It's because I have I've got bad insomnia, man. It's just the last couple of nights have been really bad. But I'm very, very grateful that you, Mr. Dooley, and you, Mrs. Dooley, have joined us. You understand that what we're talking about is very disturbing for us?
I understand that your audience is not understanding the relationship, the dynamic that we have.
What is this dynamic?
My husband has asked me to do something for him, and that is to vote for Barack Obama. As much as that is something I would not do, I'm a Republican, I'm going to do it for him. And
but he has said if you don't, you will be not allowed to take a certain job.
That's the quid pro quo.
And what do you get? In other words, you get to take this job if you vote for Barack Obama. What is he giving up?
Well, I'd be giving up that she's going to get... What do you mean?
What do you give up? She gives up a vote for someone that she wants for president. What are you giving up? What are you throwing into this deal?
Well, I mean, I'm going to let her go and... I'm going to let her... I mean, if you're talking about, I'm going to let her go and... Go out of the complex.
He's going to let me leave the community.
He's going to let you leave the community.
Yeah, but you don't make a big deal out of it.
Well, sir, that sounds like that's very, very unusual, very strange. I don't hear healthy people talk in terms of I'll get to leave the community. Here is Jonathan on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. My question to Ms. Dooley is, Ms. Dooley, how does your mm-hmm. ballot is private?
Mm-hmm.
You have no
mm-hmm.
way to know who you vote for. How do you mm-hmm. know who's going to believe you, Mr. Dooley? How do you believe her? How do you know she came out of there voting for Obama?
Well, because I mean, I'm going to ask her, a question about it.
Well, how do you know she's not going to not tell you the truth because she's scared?
She wouldn't. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, that's not right. Why is she scared of her husband? Are you asking me to do as you please and privacy as you please, which is your right? And it's none of his business what you did in there. That's one of those.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to do anything in private. I'm not going to keep anything from my husband.
They don't keep any secrets.
Well,
from each other.
Why complain about it if you're not going to use your right?
I'm not complaining about anything, sir.
Why should I be sympathetic to you if you go in there, miss, and.
Yeah.
Do as you please, which is your right, and come out and tell your husband as you please. How's he going to know? How do you know he's going to believe you? How do you know you're not going to come out there voting for Obama, doing as he pleases, and he's going to not, and he's going to get mad
Steve
at you?
Has a way.
He's not going to get mad at you still.
Basically, what he does is sits down and he does what he calls the eyeballs me. And that's where we're, I don't say anything for about 30 seconds, and he just stares at me.
Well,
and what does that do?
How do you know you're not going to feel guilty still?
Even if you vote for
Obama, you're still scared. You're scared he's not going to believe you. There's still the difference.
No, I believe her. She told me if she told me she voted for Obama, well, I know she's going to vote for Obama. She wouldn't dare not to.
See, you know, Mr. Dooley, I know your address. I know where you live. Okay?
I don't care.
Okay, if I find out, because everything you're saying to me right now is, she wouldn't dare lie to me. and this and that and this and that. And, dude, I'll have the freaking L.A. sheriff on you so fast.
You don't have to threaten me.
Right now, you're being psychologically abusive. That last caller has, as a psychologist, has all the right to call the cops.
Why do you even believe she's a psychologist?
I don't, but
what's that mean?
Why would she lie to me? Why would she lie to the general public?
Exactly. Why would my wife lie to me?
Because she wants to take a job at a magazine.
Yeah, so she's got to vote for Obama. And that's what's going on these days, Mr. Henry, with the new Barry
Kelly. How do you know she's going to vote for Obama, though, is my question to you. Whether or not...
Because she told me she would. She told me she would, and she wouldn't lie, and I will eyeball her. I'll give her the eyeball.
So you have no...
You'll give her the eyeball.
She's not going to vote the other way, just because you're believing...
None whatsoever. None whatsoever. She wouldn't dare...
Oh, God. I don't like this conversation. Jonathan, thank you very much for your call, man. I appreciate it. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7225. 877-876-PHIL. Jeez.
He wouldn't dare.
Phil Henry.